Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
God be the glory, to God be the glory. Welcome everyone on this evening to our special time for our daily devotion. I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry, and I want to let everybody know that we are transforming the nation with the Word of God, taking the Word of God to every nation far and wide, taking the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ to the four corners of this earth. Glory to God. Let's give God the praise, and let's give Him the glory, and let's give Him the honor on today. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in Him.
Don't ever take it.
Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise and we give him the glory and we give him the honor on today, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Somebody give him praise on today. Somebody give him glory on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. Glory to God. The word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Glory to God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word changes not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory to God. He's the I am that I am. In the name of Jesus, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Adonai, Elohim, Emmanuel. Glory to God. God has many names. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we worship him in spirit and truth on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is an awesome day to worship God. This is an awesome day. Hallelujah, because he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. And we believe in signs, miracles, and wonders. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Glory to God. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His word changes not. Whatever God spoke over you today, glory to God, it shall and it will come to pass. Glory to God. He's a God that cannot, shall not, and will not lie. Glory to God. He's a God that looks high, looks low. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing under the sun that God does not know about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank him. We praise him. We glorify him. We magnify him. Hallelujah. And we reverence him on today. Glory to God. This is an awesome day to give God praise, to give him glory, and to give him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you all once again to our special time for our daily devotion on today. We usually meet on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. But this is a special time on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need to, if you need prayer, glory to God, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can call us at 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Glory to God, don't forget to visit the website, prophetessharitabrayministries.webs.com. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want to encourage you all on today, but before we move on with the encouragement, word of encouragement, Lord God, let us open up in prayer, Lord to God, because prayer is needed in this hour. The word says pray without ceasing, Lord to God. Pray every day, all day long. Hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. We need to pray. That, not just pray when it's National Day of Prayer or somebody calling for a prayer call. No, we need to pray every single day, Lord to God, every single day. I get up at, well, the Lord wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning to pray, and I pray for my family. Glory to God, and I talk to God while I'm laying down, glory to God, or sitting on the side of my bed. I think yesterday I prayed a little bit earlier, glory to God, but nevertheless, prayer is needed in this hour. We're living in perilous times, y'all, perilous times, glory to God. So let us go into prayer. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day like this. I come before you, humble myself, with a heart of repentance, bound that shall be God. Ask you for forgiveness. I've done anything known and unknown. I cast every curse, hex of extra spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, the morning activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rules of darkness, every imp, and I cast them into the abyss from once they came. In the name of Jesus, I render them powerless. In the name of Jesus, I confuse their language. In the name of Jesus, I shut down first and second heaven. In the name of Jesus, I seal up every door, every entry point, every point of entry, every window, every crack and crevices, every entry point around the earth and around the country and the atmosphere. And I seal it shut with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I cancel every assignment, every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that astral plane and astral projection, those that cast spells, those that are chanters, those that are charmers. In the name of Jesus, I cancel that assignment. In the name of Jesus, I render them powerless. I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy has sent forth in the atmosphere that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the southeast, I send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your angels that you're assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your dunamis power. God, I thank you for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's sweeping across the nation, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those in the name of that are in mourning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I pray for my family that is in mourning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those, hallelujah, that's in a hospital due to COVID-19 or any other illness, sicknesses, disease, or infirmity. And we declare and we decree miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. Miracles of healing. Miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I praise you as we believe in signs, miracles, and wonders in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, for turning situation around. Thank you, God, for touching people's heart. Thank you, God, for moving on behalf of someone on today. Thank you, God, for the blessing for someone on today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for the healing for somebody on today. Thank you, God, for the deliverance on somebody today. Thank you, God, for salvation for somebody today. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for answering the prayer of an unspoken prayer request on today. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for meeting somebody's need on today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for rescuing someone out of bondage. Thank you, God, for rescuing someone out of darkness. Thank you, God, for breaking the chains and the shackles off somebody's feet and legs and body and arms and necks on today. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you, Lord God, for bringing somebody out of captivity on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, God, for lead, guide, direct, and order our steps in the name of Jesus. Because you said the steps of a righteous man, the steps of a good man are ordered by you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for creating us in your own image, out of your own likeness. You created us, God, and I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the lawmakers of the land, those that sit on Capitol Hill, those that sit on Pennsylvania Avenue and Washington, D.C., in the name of Jesus. We pray for every mayor across the United States. We pray for every governor across the United States. We pray for every healthcare worker, in the name of Jesus. Pray for all the doctors across America and abroad, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for continents and regions and states and cities and towns, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Canada, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Russia and the UK, in the name of Jesus. We pray for China. We pray for Singapore. We pray for Australia, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Argentina. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for Lebanon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for Istanbul. We pray for those states, those continents and those countries where COVID-19 is on a rise for the third wave. We pray right now, God, and we say, Lord God, on today, God, have your way. Not our way, but your way. Not our will, but your will. In the name of Jesus. You said that just as it's done on earth, it's done in heaven. Whatever we loose and bind in earth is bind and loose in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for opening blinded eyes on today. We thank you, Lord God, for opening somebody's deaf ears on today. God, I thank you for opening somebody's voice box on today, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, where somebody was paralyzed from the waist down and now they can walk, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, where somebody was brain dead in a hospital on today. And God, I thank you for the brain activity that came back into their brain. I thank you, God, that somebody was diagnosed with cancer on today. In the name of Jesus, went for a second report. And they found no cancer. Cancer didn't go into remission because, God, you don't believe in remission. You believe in total healing in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for that child in the name of Jesus that was operated on today. And the operation went well. Speedy recovery, no inflammation in the name of Jesus, no infections in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for those that are in the ICU right now. Hallelujah, miracles of healing. I thank you, God, for the babies that are in the NICU, God. Hallelujah, miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. I pray for our young people here in America and those abroad in the name of Jesus. I pray for the parents in the name of Jesus around the world and around the country in the name of Jesus, in continents and regions and states and cities and towns in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that you have placed shepherds over your people, God, that you bring healing into our hearts, healing into our minds, healing into our souls in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for the spirit of peace that suppresses our understanding in this hour. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray for my children, my grandchildren. I pray for my sister, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my mom, in the name of Jesus, as we endure this time of mourning, in the name of Jesus. And I ask those that are listening on today to keep my family lifted up in prayer on the loss of my nephew, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. Glory to God. On this special time for daily devotion, I just want to encourage you on today, in the name of Jesus, on this evening, in the name of Jesus, with so much that is going on in the world and around the country, globally, not locally, but globally. There are things that are going on in your own community, in your own neighborhood. There are things that are taking place within your own personal life. There are things that are taking place with your family. You may have lost a loved one that due to COVID-19 or some other type of illness. You may know somebody in the hospital due to COVID-19. I want to encourage you on today, in the name of Jesus, and let you know that it is well. For God is still God. He is moving. He is doing some, He's doing some awesome things. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. In the name of Jesus, just because it didn't happen today does not mean it's not going to happen yesterday. Don't listen to the enemy when he tells you that God forgot about you, because God didn't forget about you. In the name of Jesus, he has a special blessing with your name on it, in the name of Jesus. And you got to hold on to God's unchanging word. Hold on to your faith, in the name of Jesus. Lean not to your understanding, but lean to the understanding of God, not the understanding of what he does for you or how he blessed you, in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about understanding of God's word, in the name of Jesus, because God's word cannot lie, in the name of Jesus, and it shall not and it will not lie. But God is a God, hallelujah, that moves swiftly according to our faith. Glory to God. And everything is according to our faith. And I want to encourage you on today. Hallelujah. Just get the faith of a seed of a mustard seed. Trust God. Believe him. Take him at his word. And you know something? Give God back his word. Remind God. God, you said over in the book of Psalms, Lord God, you said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, God should abide in the shadow of the mighty. God, you said that your word cannot return back unto you void. God, you said, hallelujah, you will make my enemy my footstool. God, you said that all things are possible with you. God, you said, hallelujah, you can remind God of his word. Give God back his word. Hallelujah. And it's okay to remind God of his word. God is not going to get you. He's not going to chastise you. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just praise God. Just give him glory. Give him honor. Learn how to praise him when you're going through. Praise him, as the song say, in the middle of it. Glory to God. You may be dealing with some hell and fire. Praise him through the hell and fire and praise your way out. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to do that. Praise your way out. Hallelujah. Praise your way out. Hallelujah. Sing your way out. Dance your way out like David danced. Hallelujah. He danced out of his clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray your way through it, glory to God. Prayer is one of the most powerful things that we have, glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes all it takes is just a prayer, because Jesus said these things come by prayer and fasting. So that means that prayer and fasting is one of the most powerful things and powerful tools that we have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God loves you. I love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just keep your eye on God. Hallelujah. And look to the hills which come of your help, because your help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know the holiday season coming up, and we still got to wear a mask and practice social distancing, and some people may have lost a loved one due to COVID-19. So this holiday season may not be the same. I know in my family it's not going to be the same because the loss of my nephew, and it's a shock to my family. Everybody is sad. But you know something? I told my mother, I said, I just got this sense of peace on the inside, and I got this sense of it is well with my soul on the inside. So God is in, that means God is in control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is in control. And, you know, we can't celebrate the holidays like we want to. Nobody's going to be at Times Square in New York City during New Year's to see the ball drop. People are not going to have a big Thanksgiving like they usually have. They're going to have a skimpy thing, or I don't know what's going to take place. Some people might not have Thanksgiving. They just might fix plates and take them to their family house and happy Thanksgiving. But, you know, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because, truth be told, that's a false holiday, and they tricked the people here in the United States. They fooled y'all, bushwhacked and bamboozled you all to think that whatever took place, but actually they killed a lot of Indians, and they massacred them Indians. That's why I do not celebrate Thanksgiving, because that's a massacre that took place of all those Indians. Look it up, you'll see. You should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But nevertheless, thought I would throw that in there. But nevertheless, this season things. Our way of life has changed. Our way of life has shifted. But you know something? God has not changed. God has not shifted. God is still in control. We just gotta trust Him. We just gotta hold on what He says. Hold on to His word and hide out and keep His word close to our heart. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on today to hold your head up high. Walk with the boldness that God has given unto you. Know that God is moving on your behalf. You might not can see it right now, but I want to encourage you with this scripture. Hold on to this scripture. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to repeat that again. Hold on to this scripture. Now faith is. Hallelujah. Hold on to the now faith. Hold on to God's unchanging word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm Prophetess Apostle Sherita Berry, and we are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Hallelujah. Now faith is the things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is for the things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can call 641-715-3900, extension 884230-PAM. That's 641-715-3900, extension 884230-PAM. Remember, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it right now, but I guarantee what you are believing God to do for you, it's right in front of you. You just got to believe it. Hallelujah. Call it forward. Call it forward, because God already done that what He said He was going to do on your behalf. It just has not materialized in the natural, but it's there in the spiritual. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the things hoped for, her evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. Be blessed.
We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sherita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sherita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.